USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A Colorado man accused of murdering his pregnant wife and two daughters a week ago will be formally charged today. An affidavit expected to detail why investigators believe Chris Watts killed his family is also to be made public. The 33-year-old Watts was arrested last Wednesday after allegedly making a fake plea for his family's return on TV. National Security Advisor John Bolton on a Middle East mission where he met yesterday with Israel's Prime Minister. He and Benjamin Netanyahu in agreement that they must continue to try to rein in Iran's weapons programs.
Obviously, we've got great challenges for Israel, for the United States, for the whole world. The Iran nuclear weapons program and ballistic missile programs are right at the top of the list.
Bolton saying they'll continue to urge other nations not to trade with Iran. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Your car's engine deals with pressures that can cause intense friction that can
waste up to 10% engine performance.
Power up with Castrol Edge with fluid titanium technology. It's three times stronger than leading oils against viscosity breakdown. Buy five quarts of Castrol Edge and a Purolator Boss filter for $32.99 at Advance or participating CarQuest auto parts stores. Three times stronger based on Kurt Orban test. 5W30 Visgrade.
The National Security Advisor to President Trump says it's not just Russia that's meddling in the 2018 midterm elections. John Bolton says there's sufficient national security concern that besides Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea are trying to interfere with the elections. Major earthquake strike in the Pacific about 200 miles from Fiji, as well as in Indonesia's Lombok Island again. Here's Wendy King.
The Fiji-Tonga area was hit by three quakes, the largest one 8.2 magnitude, and Indonesia was struck by a pair of tremors, the strongest at 6.9. Only minor damage was reported in Tonga and no reported damage in Fiji, according to Radio New Zealand.
First Lady Melania Trump is to speak today at an anti-cyberbullying summit in suburban Washington, expected to present brief remarks on the positive and negative effects social media can have on children and on teens. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The jury in the bank and tax fraud case against President Trump's former campaign chief, Paul Manafort, will resume deliberations today. That jury in Alexandria, Virginia, started deliberations last week. On Friday, the judge admitted that he's being protected by U.S. marshals after receiving threats concerning the case. The jury asking the judge a number of questions as well, including a definition of reasonable doubt. Manafort faces over a dozen charges related to bank and tax fraud for alleged crimes that were uncovered during the investigation into Russian meddling in the U.S. elections. One of the first women to accuse Harvey Weinstein of sexual assault is now being accused herself. The New York Times reporting Italian actress and director Asia Argento agreed in October to pay $380,000 to actor Jimmy Bennett, who says Argento assaulted him in a hotel room in California in 2013 when he was 17 years old and she was 37. He sent a notice of intent to sue her for more than $3 million in November, claiming the alleged assault interfered with his ability to work and affected his mental health. And bacon fanatics can rejoice. It's National Bacon Lovers Day. You know, bacon's one of the oldest processed meats in history. It dates back to 1500 B.C., so there's a fun fact for you. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.